cinnamon, you have that look in the eyes. The glazed over, like you got hit by a Mack truck. We had a structure fire at your show. So there's that.
Your show.
We're going to do our best to get new thinking out there. There's going to be discussions centered around growth and new thinking. That's where those great ideas come from, exploring them together.
Nuggets that you can go back and put into your dealership that'll help you make more money.
This is GarageCast.
This is Cinnamon Kearns coming to you live from AIM Expo Floor. Tony Gonzalez, Sam Dantzler, Garage Cast, and we have the Queen Bee of the AIM Expo. You know, one thing that Sam and I noticed right off the get-go, seriously, is looks like a bigger, more dense show, like more people, more things here. So what's going on?
So we've added over 100 exhibitors from last year.
Nice.
Which is amazing.
Yep.
More OEMs, more distributors, more aftermarket, obviously. Registrations through the roof. So obviously everything feels bigger, fuller, better because it is.
There is more energy on the show floor than last year for sure.
Yep, there is. I mean, how can there not be? We have everybody here, e-bikes, demo tracks. I can't even think about all the things that are here.
I just think maybe last year it would have been easier, right? Because people were winning. People were making all the money, selling everything, get your hands on. And now we're back in the industry. We're back in business where we have to sell these things. But I sense far more optimism this year about what 2024 represents.
I think people are just more engaged. You have to be. You know, for a while, things weren't great. People were down. They were negative. COVID hit. We had this great surge. But the business was coming to us. And we forgot what it was like to have to work. And now we have to work and we have to be engaged, but we have the brands, we got the dealers, everybody connects. I mean, that's the foundation of our show, right?
Yeah.
Connect, engage, unite. And so here we're connecting, we're getting engaged, we got education, and then together we do all of it better.
So I know you're going to be like, oh, it's my team, which I know it takes a village and a team, but I got to tip my hat to you because you and I have known each other and been talking about this show for better than 10 years when we had lunch in Denver talking about this, and you and your team have grown this into something that's pretty cool and respectable, and I'm super pumped for you for that. So
thanks, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
you really brought it back to life.
Yep.
I mean, after you know, the whole economy tanked in 2008 through 10 and then trying to resurrect this thing, it is exactly what we all wanted. But who knew if it was coming back to life? And so,
yeah, but I mean, the reality is, and you can say it's the team that builds it, because for sure we're the ones calling the exhibitors, sending out the marketing, telling people why they need to come. Yeah. But we've been doing that for more than 10 years. This is our 10th show. And we've been doing that. So it's not that we've done anything different. It's that the industry has come together and they've shifted. So yes, our team puts together an incredible show, but people don't come to see us. They come to see you guys. They come to see our OEMs. They come to see each other. They come to, you know, hang out at our industry party. So
let me ask you a little bit about the shift. I mean, obviously, for those of us who remember the old indie show, it was all about product reveal, and the internet took a lot of that away, and the show became something different. But how much of this is education based, or is the education just a sideshow to the products and the engagements and the relationships with the OEMs?
So we think it's all of the above. I mean, at the end of the day, we do surveys every year and you ask people why they come to the show. The top three reasons are equally ranked, and it's to see manufacturers and distributors. It's to get educated and learn, and it's to network. And there's not really a big percentage difference between any of those three.
Yeah.
And so that's why we do have all three of those here.
Yeah, that's great. Last question from me, and then we're going to let you go. We know you're super busy. You're running all over the place, and not in a bad way, but who's not here that you want to see here next year?
Great question.
Let's throw it right here. It's a podcast. This is it's listened to by over 13,000 people in the industry. Who's All not right. here that you want?
All right. So there's going to be two brands that I'm going to put out there.
Yes.
We want everybody here. So first of all, let me say that. Yes. I want every single person here. So we're all created equal, but there are two noticeably missing brands.
Yep.
And one of them is Honda.
Yep.
Because we have just about every other major OEM here. Not all of them, but I'm going to say Honda.
Come on, American Honda. Let's get our act together. Seriously. And get to AIM Expo next year.
Harley Davidson.
Mm-hmm. Come on, mm-hmm. please.
And then let me give you a third one. I know I said two, but I lied. I'm going to give you three. Western Power Sports. Western Power Sports. So I used to work on the Indy show. So that's my background. I was there for 12 years. And we had everybody, Helmet House, Western Parts. Yeah. So this year we have a good chunk of them. You know what? I lied. I'm going to say four.
Helmet House.
So
where you at, Helmet House? Western, for sure. Keep going if you want to.
I know where you're
not.
Well,
no, because I don't want to sound like we're missing all of them because we've got everybody. But those are the brands that people really want to see in addition to everybody that's here, right? So obviously we have an incredible showing. Our attendance is through the roof. But just think of what more we can do.
Yeah.
I mean, you heard me on stage this morning. I talk about a united message. I talk about growing market expansion. I talk about growing this sport. And see, now you got me on my soapbox. And I'm just going to keep going. Because I get so passionate about what we do. I mean, we are not in the plumbing industry. We have the sexiest machines on this planet.
Yes.
In this building. And why are we not celebrating this together? So,
you mentioned the four that need to be here, and I think Tony and I would absolutely agree with you. I'm wondering about the ones that are here. How many OEM and manufacturers are in this building right now?
We have over 20.
Oh, you're talking about 20 major OEMs. I'm talking about all the everybody.
Oh, everybody here. Everybody. We have almost 400 exhibitors.
Wow,
that's awesome.
So tonight's industry party, we're expecting about 3,000 people.
That's awesome.
I think I need to order more. Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Well, if you're serving hot dogs, that may go down to 2,000.
Yeah, that's true.
People.
The only thing I got left to tell you.
We're not having hot dogs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Filet mignon. We need to order more filet mignon and salmon.
Yeah. Listen, yeah, Sam and I are both super proud to be here. We thank you for the partnership and letting us be here and do some presentations. And we're super happy for you. You put on a good show.
Thanks, Tony. I'm going to add one more thing because I remember having a conversation with you a couple years ago.
Yeah. Please tell this story.
And you and I we have a very honest relationship.
Yes, we do.
To a fault. We are probably all of us too honest to a fault, but that's okay. Not apologizing. And I said, Tony, when are you going to bring 20 groups to our show? When are you going to be on our stage? What more can we do together? Because you're so respected in this industry. And you said, Cindy, I want to come. I like you. I like what you do. I like your message and I like the MIC. But I think I need to see a little more out of the show.
Yep.
And you said that. And I said, okay, give me a little bit of time.
Yep.
And here we are.
And we had our first 20 club on the front end of this show. And it's Canadians. It's the Yamaha, Yamaha Canadian group.
We are the American International Motorcycle Expo.
I didn't want to tell that story because I didn't want to throw that out, but it was a true story. And you know what? You took it well. You were just like, I appreciate the honesty and I understand. And listen, we're going to keep making it better. And to your point, you did. So you're knocking it out of the park. And listen, we had our first 20 club here on the front end of this deal. So we'll make sure we get some more here next year.
13,000 people, you said. Just heard that, right?
13,000.
All right. You better make it so.
13,001.
Exactly. You better make it so.
All right. We're going to let you go because we know you're busy.
Thank you,
Cindy.
Guys.
Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, you guys.